Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote, Thou Shall Not Wine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now, here's a question for my listeners. Do you know any women who shine bright? You know, the ones who stand out. Tell me, can you imagine what it would be like for you to be the one who shines bright? Have you ever wanted to know what barriers women have to overcome? Now, would you like to learn what happens when a woman dims her own light deliberately, or maybe without even knowing? Tell me, have you ever heard about an event called Phenomenal Women Empowerment? Now, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that we're looking for today? Now, are you ready to learn how to be successful and how to shine your own bright light? If you can answer yes, or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today I'll be introducing you to my guest. She is a success coach extraordinaire, and she will provide us with wonderful, informative, and inspirational lessons and some really, really great advice for women and men out there. I'm pleased to announce that this show is now live on Talk for Media, and we are syndicated on 6 networks with over 5 million listeners to date. We are archived 24/7 for your listening pleasure. So now it's time for you to sit back and relax as you enter the no-wine zone. Pour yourself a glass of wine, get some cheese and crackers, and enjoy our show. Now let me tell you a little bit about our guest. She is organizing an event for women to shine in the Valley of the Sun on May 7th. Valley women of all ages are invited to turn up and shine on Saturday, May 7th at the Scottsdale Public Civic Center Library in Scottsdale, Arizona. It is called the Phenomenal Women Empowerment Network. A nonprofit will be hosting their 5th annual conference featuring inspirational speakers, live entertainment, a special red carpet experience, and even a men's panel discussing the male perspectives as it relates to women. There are free tickets for the Mother's Day weekend event that will be available for teen daughters of attendees on a limited basis. It's my pleasure to welcome back to the show again, Sherry Irby. Hi, Sherry. How are you doing today, dear?
Hello, January. I am wonderful, and I am so happy to be back into the no wine zone.
Okay. Well, you know, I want to share with our listeners that Sherry is at right now. She is coming to us from a hospital where her father is having a procedure, and she has taken the time to come and visit with us because she is a no whiner.
It is my honor to be here. I am so blessed to be with you, so I wouldn't miss this opportunity for anything.
Oh, good. I'm glad to have you, and I hope everything goes well with Dad. You know, The show today will be about inspiring women and to shine bright within a sphere of influence. As women, we are excelling and doing amazing things, but we are also spending a lot of time competing with each other, which can lead to women dimming their shine in order to fly under the radar to fit in. Now, Cherise, share a little bit with my listeners who haven't heard you before, a little bit about where your success story began and who your early mentors were.
So my success story actually, you know, as I shared when I was on your show previously, is as a little girl, you know, I had some hard times that I had to face, like many of your listeners. Unfortunately, at a young age, age 5, I was molested, and that just really took away my self-worth. And as I matured into a teenager, I really felt like, you know, my self-worth had been stripped away. I really wasn't grounded in who I was. And that was a really difficult time for me. I was a teen mother at 17. I had my second son at 21. And so I had lost my way. And it all resided in the fact that I did not know my value. I did not feel that I was worthy. And so I was choosing to play small in life. Mm-hmm. And so as I matured and became a young lady, I did realize that it is invaluable for us to have mentors. Now, of course, my mother, and she has passed away now, but my mother was my first mentor. She was absolutely phenomenal. You talk about a woman shattering glass ceilings. Uh-huh. That was her. She was very classy. She was a very smart woman, and she was the first entrepreneur that I knew. And so she has always been my shero. And she had a heart and double lung transplant, and she lived a year to her transplant, and she transitioned from this life. So our nonprofit is also named after her. We have the Cary Gray Awards and scholarships that we provide. So she was my first mentor. And then around age 23, there was a lady at my church, missionary Meloria Newman, and she actually became my mentor at that point in my life. And she was very instrumental in helping me understand that I was worthy and that I had value despite the situations, despite all the circumstances I had went through, all the poor decisions that I had made. I was worthy to win. I was a woman of value, and I deserved to shine bright. And she was such an instrumental person in my life, especially during my 20s.
Wow. You know, that is a fascinating story, the part where you're molested at age 5. You not only lose your self-worth, you lose your innocence, your self-esteem, and it's very difficult to have a successful life after something like that happens. And I love the part where you shared your mom's story about breaking through glass ceilings, and I love what you call her. You call her a she-hero.
She's my she-hero, because she was,
she-hero.
You know, here's the thing about my mom, is she was a brilliant woman. And she, in Phoenix, Arizona, she was the first woman to own a fleet of owner-operator yellow cabs. She actually at one time had 20 yellow cabs that she operated as an owner-operator. And, you know, she did not finish high school, but at a later time, she went back and obtained her GED. She went and obtained her associate's, her bachelor's. She was in a prominent role with the city of Phoenix, all while she operated this business with 20 cabs. I mean, she worked in the community. She was part of the Debonair's Charity and Art Club. And so she was a vibrant, fierce, and fabulous woman. But at the same time, she had some unresolved, dysfunctional areas in her life that always drew her to men who were not good for her. And so she, on one side, she shined bright, and she was just, you know, a glass-shattering woman. She was absolutely phenomenal. But in her personal relationships, they were dysfunctional, and she had 3 abusive marriages, and each time she had to reset her life coming out of those abusive relationships. And so often that is what happens to us as women and men as well. But my platform is speaking directly to women. But that's what happens to us so often, is that there's one area in our life that we're bound by dysfunctional choices and decisions and motives, and we have a hard time breaking through that area, although these other areas may be great and fabulous. My philosophy is I want for myself and for every woman in my sphere of influence, I always say, I want us to have it going on in all areas of life, not just one area or two areas, but I want us to have a holistic, vibrant life where in each area we are proud, we're thriving, we're happy, we're enjoying life, and we're not just settling and existing day in and day out.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, when I hear you share your story too, you know, leaving one bad marriage, it's very difficult. But for her to be strong enough to leave three bad marriages, that's a pretty incredible thing. Now, did her negative connection with men, did that extend to you too?
Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh. And so absolutely. Yeah. And I think it was a combination. I think it was seeing what she went through along with my own dysfunctional situations. It compounded everything. So her first marriage was prior to me. So I only know the stories from that relationship. And then my father was her second marriage. And during my childhood, my father was an alcoholic, and he was a great man. You know, he was a chef for 30 years and he paid all of our bills. And he was a great father, but I learned that he was a lousy husband. And when he would drink, you know, he would become argumentative and, they would have their fights and their arguments. And so although he was a great father, he was not a great husband. And so at age 12, my parents divorced. And then approximately about 10 years later, she entered into her third marriage, and that was an even more abusive situation than what she came out of with my father. And I really believe that that is what compounded her illness and accelerated her deterioration. And so we were just able to help her get out of that marriage as she had her heart and double lung transplant. And like I said, she lived a year to the date of her transplant. And so I really, you know, what I want women to know is that as hard as it is you think that it's hard when you're in an abusive marriage, but when you muster up the strength and the courage to be able to walk away from that abusive situation, you begin to thrive and you begin to shine and you begin to live your very best life. In that year that my mother had walked away from her third abusive relationship, even though she was facing some healing and some illnesses and some diseases, that was the best year she had had in years. You know, she had a brand new house built. And even though she actually didn't get to spend one night in the house because she passed away right before the final inspection, she still had joy in this year of having the house built. Mm-hmm. She bought a brand new car that only had 1 mile on it. And that brought her so much joy. She was able to spend time with her grandchildren. And, you know, I just watched her live in such a big way during this year. I just wish that she would have done this sooner and she would have had 4 years of living her life in a big way.
Yeah, absolutely. What a fascinating story. And right now we're going to hear from some fascinating sponsors. And when we come back with Charisse, we're going to talk about her wonderful book, Whole Women Win, Unleashing the Winner Within. And as all my listeners know, I'm an alliterative addict, so this really appeals to me. We'll be right back.
Joining January Jones as her co-host on the show is Miles Miller, the Great Success Creator. Miles is a 2-time best-selling author with books entitled Against the Grain and Successonomics. He continues to transform 100,000 people all over the world through his speaking and training. His uplifting and essential messages like Bulletproof, Time Machine, and Strength in Numbers are impacting every audience he meets. Together with January Jones, they'll explore how to be successful and what steps you can take to achieve the success you want. Visit successhq.net, leadup.biz, and learningbreaks.com. The Boy on Shady Grove Road explores a humble but adventurous childhood in rural Arkansas during the 1940s and 50s. Clyde McCulley's juvenile innocence and sense of wonder capture universal mysteries and dreams of childhood while coming to terms with family, friends, and faith in the segregated South. With wit and heartfelt gratitude, The Boy on Shady Grove Road ponders the most basic questions while celebrating the warmth of belonging, the joys of freedom, and the simple pleasures of life. Available on Amazon and StoryNightPress.com. Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shall Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shall Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back to the No Wine Zone. My special guest today is Charisse Irby. And for 25 years, she has been ministering and speaking into the lives of women in her community, her church, at conferences, on her job, in parking lots, or wherever she feels the tugging of her spirit. The interesting thing is that Charisse would tell you that she is an introvert and loves to go unnoticed sitting over in a corner. However, sparks ignite when she gets a microphone in her hand or when she's invited on a radio show or in front of a computer keyboard or finding someone feeling defeated in her presence. She uses her real life experiences to help women transform their pain and disappointment to power, realizing their individual uniqueness. Charisse's mission is to coach women along the journey from pain to power. She has a unique way of getting your attention and speaking to your heart. And it is so wonderful to have you on the show again, because you certainly speak to my heart. And I know that a lot of women and men listening will get your message. Tell us, Charisse, in your definition, what does it mean for a woman to shine bright?
Thank you, January. And actually, you do it very well. When we talk about shining, you are one of the women that, you know, your name should, your face should be right there in the dictionary. But, you know, for me, when a woman is shining bright, she allows her inner beauty, her strength, her integrity, her character, and her wins in life, she allows all of that greatness to illuminate her atmosphere and her sphere of atmosphere. Everyone who's around her, she allows them to see her greatness and the epitome of womanhood that lies within her. When we're shining bright, we are standing in our authentic truth, and we are being who God has created us to be, and we embrace our greatness, and we embrace our perfect flaws. When you're able to embrace your perfect flaws, you are shining bright, and people can see you from afar.
Okay. Embracing imperfect flaws, that's an interesting concept. I think that's a shocking concept probably to a lot of our listeners. So now, why is it so important for women to shine bright, especially in this day and age?
You know what, January, we deserve to shine bright. As women, we have worked extremely hard over the years to really get to this place where we are. After all, we have two women who started out to run for president, and we've had, you know, a woman or two in the past, but we've come to a different place in our society where as women, we are stepping forward in all of our greatness. However, in the midst of us stepping forward, sometimes we get lost in competing with other women. We get lost in wanting to fit into society and fit in to the cliques and the clubs. And so sometimes so that we fit in, we dull our light. We fly under the radar. You know, we don't want to quite let everyone know just how educated we are. We don't quite want everyone to see those special gifts that we have because they may be intimidated or I may come off overpowering. So I kind of dial back on some of my greatness so I fit in. Well, for me, January, I'm like, it is time out for that. You have worked hard to get to where you are. It is your, you deserve to take center stage and shine bright. When you think about all the situations and circumstances that you have overcome, that you have struggled through, that you have worked through, every no that you heard, but you kept going until you got to the yes, you deserve to be celebrated and noticed and reverenced and just appreciate it for who you are. So it's important to me that every woman in my sphere of influence, that they know what it feels like to be celebrated, that they know what it feels like to be appreciated for their uniqueness and what they bring to the table, because we all bring something different.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I think it's just so important for women to learn how important it is to embrace other women and important to celebrate their successes. I've been fortunate with the radio show to have so many authors on the show, men and women alike. And one of the most encouraging things that I've come across is that how authors are so eager to help other authors, how they reach out and they're happy for you and they'll try to help you get through the whole mess of trying to get a book published and help you with publicity issues. Have you found that to be so true too?
Oh, absolutely. I know that I am surrounded by some incredible women and men. I mean, my whole support system is filled with men. But one of the sayings I've adopted is when women support women, incredible things happen.
Yeah.
And, you know, I look at some of the women that we revere that are in our community, you know, like Oprah. Women have supported Oprah and look at what she's doing. You know, women have, you could just go down the list of different women. And when women support women, we do incredible things. And that's because women are so passionate. Women are passionate. Mm-hmm. Women are just, we're strong and we are so focused. When we see it and we understand our value and when we're whole women win, like my book says, when we're whole and we get it, then we're able to extend ourselves to our sisters and to our brothers and extend that helping hand because we want them to get to this platform where we are. Mm-hmm. We want all of us to win.
And, you know, one of the things that I enjoyed sharing so much with our listeners is the ability that so many brilliant women like you, the ability that they have to multitask. It seems like this is something that women, you know, I guess they excel at it from little on because it's something that most women, they're doing this, they're doing that, they're always helping others. I think that is one of the most admirable traits that I see in the young women of today, that they're working, they're raising families, they're doing philanthropy. It's just an amazing time for a young woman to be alive. Don't you agree?
I wholeheartedly agree with you, January. It is an amazing and an incredible time. And I agree with you from, I think that we come out the womb multitaskers. I think that we come out that way because, you know, from a young age, I can even look back on my own life. Now that you're saying that, I'm having a flashback. My mm-hmm. father is from Black Hills, Arkansas. He's a country boy. And I can remember traveling back home on family vacations with him. And all the women, we would be up. They would wake us up at like 5 o'clock in the morning, and we would start breakfast, and we would get breakfast prepared, and then we'd wake up all the men, and they would come down, and then, you know, we would clean up. But at the same time, we would go out and play, or we would go out and study, and then we'd come back in, and we would get lunch prepared, and then we would go, you know, sew. That's how I learned how to sew, and we would do all these other things, and then we would come back and take care of dinner. My point in sharing that is it goes back to multitasking. Women have been able to take care of our homes, be the homemaker, be the nurturer, at the same time ensure that we're going after our education, that we're building careers, that we're raising our children, that we're part of the, you know, PTO, and that we're in the community, and that we're giving back where we can give back. And we manage to get it all in. But here's the thing that is key, is we can be so busy multitasking and serving that we forget about ourselves.
We forget
to take care of us. We forget mm-hmm. to pamper us. And sometimes in all of our multitasking, we lose our authentic voice.
Okay.
And that's part of what the Phenomenal Woman Empowerment Network is about. That's part of what my mission is that I can get in front of women and say, ladies, you are, and I say this in my joyful way, but you are killing the game. You are shattering that feeling. You're doing great things. But at the same time, don't forget the woman of value you are. Don't forget your passions and your dreams. Don't forget the things that make you smile ear to ear. Don't forget those things that give you a belly laugh. Don't forget mm-hmm. to live your very best life.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, speaking of multitasking, I'm going to have a word from our sponsors right now. And when we come back with Cherise, we're going to direct you to her website and give you some information if you're in the Phoenix area, how you can attend Phenomenal Women Empowerment. We'll be right back.
Are you ready for revolution? Are you tired of a life that doesn't feel like you anymore? That doesn't uplift you and create wholeness? You are ready for something different. Stop making life hard and find your enjoyment revolution. Laughter, alignment, and real change. Sustainable change. Deep, beautiful, creative, unfolding change. Come join us at enjoymentrevolution.com. It will change the way you do life.
The new book, God Reconsidered, Searching for the Truth in the Battle Between Atheism and Religion by Scott Smith, explains why both militant atheists and believers in traditional religions ignore inconvenient truths. Scott argues in favor of the insights of Gnostic Christianity. Check out www.godreconsidered.com to read a sample chapter. That's godreconsidered.com.
January Jones wants you to grow your business fast, getting free PR, doing interviews with podcasters and internet radio shows. Grab your free copy of our audio how-to course called How to Build Your Business, Get More Email Subscribers, and Make More Money Free Doing Podcast and Internet Talk Radio Interviews. Grab your copy right now at realfasttalkradio.com. Again, that website is realfasttalkradio.com.
Welcome back to Real Fast Success Stories with our guest today, Charisse Irby. Now, Charisse, could you share with my listeners something about how to go to your website and how they can get your books? And well, let's talk about what they'll find at your website.
My pleasure. So my website is www.pwen.org, and that stands for the Phenomenal Woman Empowerment Network. So that's www.pwen.org. And on my website, you will learn about the Phenomenal Woman Empowerment Network. We're a 501c3 organization, and our mission is to really work with women, and we work with a few good men as well, to really help them overcome self-defeating behaviors, transition from dysfunction into their destiny. And we do that through offering workshops and seminars and conferences. We are a spiritually based personal and professional development organization. Additionally, I am also the founder and president of Go Tell It Communications and Publishing. That's my for-profit organization. I self-published both of my books, Just Do You, A Raw Look into Womanhood, Sisterhood, and Relationships, and my most recent book, Whole Women Win, Unleashing the Winner from Within. So on my website, you will find both of my books, if one of those books would help you along your journey. In addition, you will also find all of our events. We have many, many events that are taking place. I'm actually in the middle of a 10-city tour with my workshop, The 5 B's of Next Level Success. I'm working with women to be fierce and be fabulous and be vibrant and be healthy, be you and claim your power. And so we're in the middle of that tour. And so on the website, you can find when we'll be close to a city close to you. April 9th, we'll be in Houston, and April 30th, we'll be in Chicago, and May 21st, we'll be in Cleveland. So you can find all of those tour stops there, as well as our upcoming 5th annual Phenomenal Woman Empowerment Conference that will be held in Scottsdale, Arizona on Saturday, May 7th, Mother's Day weekend. I'm very excited about this conference, as you alluded to earlier. But we have a lot of other workshops, and some of them are free or they're at a minimal cost. We have seminars that are taking place. You can find all that information. If you're interested in being a member of the Phenomenal Woman Empowerment Network, you can also find our membership packages and how you can become a member. And if you want to just donate to our 501c3 organization, you can also find the donate page and submit your donation online as well. It's a vibrant website with a lot of information. So definitely you can go there and learn all about us.
Well, listen, we can feel your enthusiasm reaching out across the airwaves for this wonderful organization that you founded. Also, Charisse speaks, and she does leadership-focused training. She does inspirational, motivational speaking, and she is a personal coach. She can take you to the next level strategy coaching. This website's fabulous. I've been visiting on it today. I highly recommend it. Go look it over and see if there's somewhere that you might fit in and some information that you probably need to hear. Now, Charisse, let's go back to women shining bright. What are some of the barriers that women encounter these days for shining bright?
You know, Jennifer, I think the very first and the most prominent barrier is our inner critic, right? Sometimes we're our worst critic. And so we have that inner critic that will tell us, oh, no, you can't go for that college degree. You have too many things going on. Or, oh, no, you can't try out for that special event. Or you're not quite ready for that award. That inner critic a lot of times will stop us. It will halt us in our tracks and prevent us from shining bright. And so I want to be able to reach out to women and help them silence that inner critic. But the inner critic would be the first barrier. And then I would say, you know, some of us deal with poor self-image, not feeling that we're worthy for the attention, that we're worthy of the accolades, that we're worthy of the awards. And sometimes we feel like we want to fit in, so we kind of shrink up You know, I don't want people to know how smart I am. I don't want people to know I went to an Ivy League college. I don't want people to know that I make, you know, $200,000 a year. So we downplay our smartness. We downplay how successful we are. January, I've even met women who have downplayed how beautiful they are. They are naturally beautiful women, but they'll wear frumpy clothes because they don't want people to see their shape, or they you know, wear their hair really mousy because they don't want people to see how nice their hair is. And I just think that those barriers that we need to step on them, we need to break them, we need to just, you know, get rid of those barriers and shine bright and live our best life, because you deserve that. You didn't go to school for all of those years. You didn't go through what you went through not to shine bright, not to let your light shine, and not to impact your sphere of influence. You didn't spend, you know, 6 years in college for that, you know? And so I just want us to get over. And January, here's the other thing. And you're a great example. I said this to you before, because you are so encouraging of women and men, but you're very encouraging of women and giving us a platform. You're very generous. And that is the way that we should be one toward another. But so often we're competing. Oh, you know, she's so shapely, so now I'm going to go kill myself trying to get thin so I can look like her. Or she has this great organization going on, so now I step outside of my wheelhouse and I'm trying to create an organization so I can go compete with my sister. And we spend so much energy trying to compete with another woman instead of encouraging that woman and say, you know what, you are shining bright, you're doing a great job, I applaud you, I encourage you, now let me go be good at what I'm good at, and let me shine bright in the areas of my strength.
And it's just a matter of reaching out and sharing with other women that, hey, it's okay. And I love your comment when you said that you have to, after you do all that work, you deserve it. And a lot of women, they're reluctant to take credit and to step up to the plate. We're going to hear from our sponsors, and when we come back, we're going to close out our show with Cherise, and we're going to ask her for some tips. We'll be right back.
January Jones presents Drs. Ed Feyereisen and Bob Ruotolo, co-founders of Motive Creations, as sponsors. For those seeking more empowerment and control over their happiness and well-being, you have come to the right spot. MC365 provides the necessary tools and techniques to make your life even more spectacular. Today is the perfect day to start your journey to become happier and healthier. Our mission is to help you achieve yours. Seeking to reduce stress? Start now. Want a better relationship? Start now. Increase your self-esteem? Start now. Do you want more passion in life? Start now. Enroll at www.januaryjones.com. That's januaryjones.com. Orgasm long and prosper. Learn the secret of the one-hour orgasm. Experience the dynamic connection between extended orgasm and spirit. Enhance your bedroom skills with precise instruction in the art of ecstatic sex. Become an accomplished lover capable of sexually satisfying any partner. Men, master ejaculation control. Learn how to orgasm without coming. Cultivate sexual energy. Create a spiritual context for your lovemaking. Feel the bliss of full body, multiple orgasms. Learn how to relax in high states of arousal for extended periods. Visit www.howtoprolongsexualorgasm.com.
Have you ever met someone who was unforgettable? Someone who has touched your heart and soul? People who have faced difficult problems. People who have fearlessly shared their stories, their struggles, and their successes, people who have priceless personalities. In my new book, Priceless Personalities, Success Stories Shared by January Jones, I am honored to be able to share with you people dealing with problems such as incest, molestation, child abuse, drug abuse, polygamy, unemployment, scandal, starting over, self-esteem, and workplace issues. My guests have all been exciting, eclectic, and energizing. They will amaze, amuse, and even astonish you. You will adore getting to meet them at Amazon.com. My book is now available, 2-for-1, paperback and Kindle editions.
I'm also pleased to announce that Priceless Personalities is available at audiblebooks.com. Today I have a very priceless personality visiting with us. She is on the show and she is multi-gifted. I want to remind our listeners, if you've been with us from the beginning of the show, that Cherise started out when she was 17, she had her first child. So she was a teen mom. And this is a story that she shared with us, and she excels in leadership, and now she's a passionate entrepreneur. She's, now listen to this, she has earned her Bachelor of Science in Human Service Management and her Master's of Health Administration. She has served in management for over 20 years in the healthcare industry. She has also owned an event planning business. She's co-owned 2 restaurants, and she is the founder of Go Telecommunications and Publishing. Also, she founded the Phenomenal Women Empowerment Network. So she has been a very busy gal since she was a 17-year-old mom. Now, let's back up and talk a little bit about what it was like to be a mom at 17. I'm sure that must have dimmed your light.
Oh, absolutely. Before I became a single mother, I wanted to be a lawyer. I wanted to be an attorney. And so I was part of all the debate classes and the big debate teams, and that was going to be my plight. But because of that generational curse that I was dealing with, I wasn't making the best choices, and I engaged in early premarital sex, and I became pregnant, and I gave birth to my son when I was 17 years old. And so once I gave birth to him, I dimmed my own light. I said, there's no way that I could go to law school and take care of my son. Sure. And so my mother made sure that I finished high school, and she was encouraging of me to go to college. And I actually started at a junior college, but I just felt that it was more important that I was able to provide for my son, and I was able to spend time with him. I was very protective over him. and so I didn't want to leave him. And so I dimmed my own shine, and all of the smartness and all of the gifts that were inside of me, I just sat those on the side while I just went and took any job that paid me enough to be able to take care of my son. And then unfortunately, I continued to make some bad choices in men, and I became pregnant with my second son, and I gave birth to him right before, a month before my 21st birthday. So here's what I had to do. So I had two. So I was 21 with two boys, who are absolutely the joy of my life. But after I had my second son, I had to have I call it a come to Jesus moment. I had to sit there and say, wait a minute.
Whoa.
You know, you are nowhere close to where you saw yourself. You are so far away from your dreams. You are so far away from the vision for your life. How did you get here? What are you doing, girl? What's going on? I had to really look in the mirror, and I had to ask myself some tough questions. And then what was even harder, January, is I had to answer those.
Oh, sure. Well, that's always the hardest question. And of course,
I made the decision.
On your own, right? And you had to put your own life on hold to put food on the table.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so it was then that I made the decision. I said, you know what? I have to take control of my destiny. I have to take control of my life. And, you know, I understand everything that's happened to me. I went through some reconciliation steps with my molester and with my mother and father. And it was at that time that I made the decision to become abstinent. I knew that I had to refrain from sexual activity. I did not want to continue to have children outside of marriage. I didn't want to continue down that path. So I made the decision to become abstinent. I really refocused. I created a plan for myself and how I was going to get to that place where I was living my best life. And, you know, I still had some hurdles. Once I made that decision, everything didn't just fall into place. And January, that's probably something else that I want to really convey to your listeners is once you make a decision to live your best life, once you make a decision to get out of a dysfunctional relationship, or you make a decision to go back and get your education, you make a decision to make a career change, the pieces of the puzzle may not instantly fall back together, but don't lose hope. Don't lose sight. Stay encouraged. Stay motivated. You know, get around people who demonstrate the outcomes that you want. Find those mentors. You know, make sure you become an avid reader and follow your heart. Follow your dreams. Stay with it. Stay consistent and keep chipping away at that thing that you want, that thing that you're hungry for. Continue to chip away at that until you achieve it.
Oh, absolutely. You know, your message is so powerful, and I hope that our listeners will go to your website, pwen.org. Check it out, because she has a big message for all the women out there listening. Cherise, as always, it's been wonderful having you on the show. I look forward to having you back in the future, and I hope things go well for you at the hospital today.
Thank you so much, January. I appreciate that. And actually, I'm going to go check on my dad and see if he's out of surgery. But again, I thank you for sharing your platform and for having me back. You've just been a blessing in my life, and I truly, truly appreciate you.
Well, you're always welcome. You know that. And to my wonderful listeners, we hope you've enjoyed our show today with Cherise Irby. My upcoming guests are all exciting, eclectic, and energizing, just like Cherise is. This is the show where you hear inspiring information that will help you to become successful, too. I would love to welcome you to our No Whining World. When you can, sign on to my website, JanuaryJones.com. We love sharing our stories, our struggles, and especially our secrets for success. Remember my mantra, and this could also be Cherise's mantra, if you think it, then you can do it. So for now, dear friends, stop whining, start smiling, and then you can go out and start sharing our show with everyone you know. If that doesn't work, you can start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. Again, thank you to my dear guest today, Cherise Irby. This is January Jones thanking you for joining me today on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Story. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.